We're doing the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Vav Amud Beis, the two dats. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna taught, and we know Rav Huna was short. He was a disciple of Rav. He was blessed to be covered with silk. You remember the time he sold his belt in order to buy wine for Shabbos. So Rav Huna said, "Kol mitpalel achoy bet haknes nikra rasha." Anyone that davens behind the shul is called a wicked person. Shneimar, the verse says, "Saviv Hashem italachun." The wicked, they go around, they don't enter. Amar Abaye lo amaran elad lo mehad rapel lebekanishta. Abaye says that's on condition that he's not facing the shul. Avan mehad rapel lebekanishta letlanba. But if he's facing the shul, then it doesn't matter because then he's okay. So what are we talking about here? So first we'll give Tosfos's pshat. Tosfos says pshat in the Gemara is, let's say everyone's facing the east, the Mizrach. They're all facing the east wall in prayer. He's standing behind the east wall. So they're all facing him, right? He's standing on the other side of the wall. So if he turns around and faces them, it looks like everyone's facing the east praying, and he's going the opposite direction. He's facing the west praying. So it looks like he doesn't believe in who they believe in. So it says, if you're standing outside shul davening and you face the opposite direction of the shul, that's not good. You got to turn around and face the east like they're facing. If you're standing on the side of the shul, everyone's facing the east, you're standing after the eastern wall, you face east like them, and you're bowing in the same direction as them. That's Tosfos's pshat. Rashi says the exact opposite. Rashi says, if a guy's standing on the eastern side, just behind the wall, and he faces east like them, then no one understands what's going on here. We're talking about Tosfos says, let's say you're standing on the western side. Right? Let's take that's more clear, Tosfos' opinion. Let's say you're standing on the western side. If you're facing the shul, so you're facing the same direction everyone else is. Everyone's facing to the east. You're standing behind the western wall. You should also be facing the east. Face the shul, face like them. If you turn around and you face the west, while everyone else is facing east, you're standing behind the western wall, and you turn around and face the opposite direction, that's terrible. Now we have to understand the weight of this idea. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim that we purposely face in the temple and in the times of the Talmud, they would always bow towards the west, meaning their classical shuls were faced to the west, towards Eretz Yisrael. They were east of Israel in Babylon. Their shuls are facing the west. In the temple, the Holy of Holies is in the west. The Rambam says the pagans would always bow to the east towards the sun, so we prefer to bow to the west. That's why God makes the Holy of Holies in the west. When the people started being pagans within the temple, they turned their backs on the Holy of Holies and bowed towards the sunrise. We said earlier, when does God get upset? Every morning within the first 3 hours, when all the temples of the kings of the east turn to the east and bow to the sun. So ideally, we're all supposed to be bowing in the same direction, which in classical cases in Babylon was towards the west, towards Israel, right? Israel's Ma'arava, the west, west of Babylon. This guy, he's turning to the east. He seems to be doing the exact opposite of monotheism. He's bowing towards the sun. So that's why Tosfos says the simple understanding is that he's standing behind the shul on the western side, and he's not facing like everyone else to the east. He turns his back on the shul and faces to the west towards the sun. Rashi learns, no, he's standing behind the eastern wall. And the question is, which way is he facing? If he faces the shul like everyone else, so then, okay, he's bowing towards where everyone else is bound. But if he turns his back on them, that's not good. Tosfos says, that's not clear to me. What do you mean? If he faces the shul, if he's behind the eastern wall, everyone's facing towards the east and bowing. He's standing east of that wall and he faces the opposite direction. He's facing all of them. He's facing the shul. He's still facing the opposite direction they're facing. Why is that so good? You want him to bow facing the shul, according to Rashi, but he's still bowing in the opposite direction than the congregation. That's why Tosfos doesn't go with Rashi's pshat. Okay, both opinions are quoted in Halacha, Tosfos and Rashi, so you can't escape. If you stand on the eastern side of the shul, behind the eastern wall, you're stuck. Because whatever you do, you're not going with one opinion. So the only way you could stand outside a shul in Daven, let's say a person has fever, he's concerned that he's contagious. So he wants to stand beyond the window in Daven. So assuming it's intelligent of him to get out of bed, let's say he's up to it, he just doesn't want to give anyone else what he's got. So he should stand behind the back window, not the front window, and then he could be Yotze Rashi and Tosfos. He's facing the same direction as the congregation. Back to the Gemara. Story. There was a guy praying behind the shul. He wasn't facing the shul. Chalaf Eliyahu Chazye. Eliyahu passed by and saw him. Eat mirei ketaya. Eliyahu got dressed up like an Arab. Amalei kadu bal kamet. Kame marach. What? Are there two forces at play beyond, before the creation? You think there are two forces running the world? Shalaf Safsal Avikatle. He drew his sword and killed him. Okay. So Eliyahu killed the guy. Tough story. He said the following. The continuation of the verse says, the wicked go around. So he said to him, my kirum zulut livne adam. What is that? What do those words in the end of the pasuk mean? He said to him, elu dvarim shomdim berumo shel olam. Kirum is a reference to the things that are in rumo shel olam, at the heights of the world. Zulut uvne adam zazalim bem. And people don't give them the proper weight. There are things that are very important, like prayer, and people don't take them seriously. Kirum, things that are very high, zulut livne adam, are sometimes cheap in the eyes of people. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan and his disciple Rabbi Elazar, Damri Tavayu, they both said, Kivan shenitzach adam labiriyot, panav mishtanot kikrum. Kirum, zulut livne adam. Kirum, like a krum, we're going to see, is a type of bird that has all the colors of the rainbow. Zulut livne adam, when a person is cheap by people because he needs their help, the second a person needs other people's help, then his face changes colors like the krum. Shenemar kirum zulut livne adam. Like the krum, when a person is cheap in the eyes of people. My krum, what is kirum? Keter Rav Dimi amar, when Rav Dimi came from Israel to Babylon, he explained, there's a bird outside in the islands of the sea, its name is krum. And when the sun rises, his colors change all kinds of shades. Ravami and Ravasi explained the pasuk, Damri Tavayu, Kilu Nidon Bishnei Dinim Eshumayim. They said when a person needs to ask a favor from other people, it's as though he's being judged by fire and water. Shneimar, the verse says, when you made a human being be a tax collector from us, he's always bugging us to pay back the money when we need his help. So banu veishuv amayim, as though we came in fire and water. So hirkavta enosh l'roshenu, when you made a human being in charge of us, when I suddenly need someone else's help, that he's going to always tell me, when are you paying back the loan, when are you going to pay me? So if someone else is like that, that they have a power over someone else, so that's like that person is being judged by fire and water.